Pilgrims visiting Kedarnath increased from 5 lakh to 45 lakh in just one season, Prime Minister Modi. Badrinath, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday said that the number of devotees visiting Kedarnath has increased significantly from 5 lakh to 45 lakh in just one season. Prime Minister made this statement in Uttarakhand as he laid the foundation stone for various developmental projects. He said that the development of spiritual places will not only provide convenience to all the devotees but also attract the youth of this country. He further appealed to all the tourists to spend at least 5% of their travel budget on buying local products. I appeal to all tourists in the country to spend at least 5% of their travel budget on buying local products, said PM Modi at Mana Village. All development initiatives in our country should also focus on inclusivity. A ropeway will allow Divyangs easy access to our places of religious and spiritual importance, said PM Modi while addressing the gathering after laying the foundation stone of various connectivity projects at Mana Village of Chamoli district. The number of devotees visiting Kedarnath has increased significantly from 5 lakh to 45 lakh in just one season, he added. Highlighting that connectivity is a challenge in hilly regions, PM Modi said, our government is working on bringing connectivity to such areas. Four-lane expressways are being built to connect states from Delhi and Uttar Pradesh. Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor will encourage businesses in Uttarakhand. PM Modi said that the road to be constructed from Mana to Mana Pass will help promote tourism. I will ensure that no tourists return from here without visiting the border village of Mana. Like Bharatmala and Sagarmala connectivity projects, work for Parvatmala is underway under which a big network of ropeway projects are being built across Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, he said. Hailing the reach of digital connectivity to the last village of India, the Prime Minister said this is the strength of our country. Digital connectivity has reached Mana village too, and the shopkeepers here are also accepting digital payments using QR codes and other modes. This is the strength of my country. I feel proud to see this at Mana today, he said. The PM said that the government is also working towards the use of drones for the delivery of materials in the mountain areas. He further said that the people from hilly regions are known for their hard-working spirit and their zeal for life, despite challenges. Hence our resolve to give priority to development in these often underserved regions. Our government is working towards the use of drones for the delivery of materials in the mountain areas, he said. PM Modi laid the foundation stone of various connectivity projects at Mana village of Chamoli district. He laid the foundation stone for road widening projects worth around 1,000 crore rupees. According to the Prime Minister's office, PMO, the two road widening projects, from Mana to Mana Pass, NH07, and from Joshimath to Malari, NH107B, shall be another step towards providing last-mile all-weather road connectivity to our border areas. Apart from boosting connectivity, these projects will also prove beneficial from a strategic point of view as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the progress of development work of the riverfront in Badrinath on Friday. Prime Minister offered prayers at Badrinath Temple today. Uttarakhand Governor Lieutenant General RETD Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami accompanied the Prime Minister at the shrine. Before arriving in Badrinath, PM Modi visited Kedarnath Dham in Rudraprayag and offered prayers donning a traditional Pahadi outfit, Chola Dora, that was gifted to him by Himachali women during his tour to the state. PM Modi arrived at Jolly Grant Airport in Dehradun earlier in the day and was received by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Governor Lieutenant General RETD Gurmeet Singh. He later laid the foundation stone of the Kedarnath Ropeway project and after that visited the Adi Guru Shankaracharya Samadhi Sthal. He reviewed the progress of development works along Mandakini Asthapit and Saraswati Asthapit. PM Modi also interacted with the construction workers engaged in the Kedarnath Dham development project. According to the PMO statement, the ropeway in Kedarnath will be around 9.7 kilometers long and will connect Gaurikund to Kedarnath, reducing the travel time between the two places from 6 to 7 hours at present to only about 30 minutes. The Hemkund ropeway will connect Govindghat to Hemkund Sahib. It will be around 12.4 kilometers long and will reduce the travel time from more than a day to only about 45 minutes. This ropeway will also connect Ghangaria, which is the gateway to Valley of Flowers National Park, said the PMO statement. The ropeways, which will be developed at a cumulative cost of around 2,430 crore rupees, are an environmental-friendly mode of transport that will provide a safe, secure and stable mode of transport. This major infrastructure development will give a boost to religious tourism, which will give a fillip to the economic development in the region and lead to the creation of multiple employment opportunities as well. Kedarnath and Badrinath are among the most important Hindu shrines. The area is also known for one of the revered Sikh pilgrim site, Hemkund Sahib. The connectivity projects are aimed to ease access and improve basic infrastructure in places of religious significance. Thank you for listening to the organizer.